This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Agatvach. Shavua Tov. We're going to focus on Gemara that the end of Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Actually, when we were reviewing on Shabbos, we didn't get up to here, but the Mishnah said, if you have three brothers, two of them were married to two sisters, or a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her granddaughter, or a woman and her son's daughter, you could do Chalitza Na'ibam because each one is Achos Zekukasai. She's not the sister of someone who you're married to, but she's the sister of someone who's Zakuk to you. Okay? So it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. Achos Zekukasai. However, Reb Shimon is of the opinion, Reb Shimon Poiter. Reb Shimon says, not only do you not do Yibam, you also don't do Chalitza. You're completely exempt. Now, this is quite difficult, considering the fact that the Achronim point out that Reb Shimon holds Ein Zika. So Reb Shimon holds Ein Zika. If anything, you should be able to do Yibam to one of them. And yet, not only does he hold you don't do Yibam, he holds you don't even have to do Chalitza. Now, Rashi on the Mishnah does not say anything. But Rashi later on in the Gemara talks about a case where one of the women is an Isser Erva to one of the, is an Isser Erva, so you're allowed to marry the sister. So the Gemara says, why do I need that case? The Gemara says, we need it for Reb Shimon. Because since Reb Shimon says two sisters, you don't do Chalitza or you don't do Yibam, maybe where one of them is an Erva, we should still make a Gzeira not to do Chalit, not to do Yibam, lest you come to do Yibam in a case where the two sisters fall to you and neither one is an Erva. Now, Rashi says, if you look at the bottom Rashi, Ligzar Mishum Shtei Achoyes Ta'ama, Afagav Daha Nami Mei Resha Sheminan, even though that I also know from the Resha, L'Rabbanon Loi Gazrinan, Hasam Hu, excuse me, L'Rabbanon Loi Gazrinan. When two sisters fall to you, we're not Goizer according to the Rabbanon. Di Inami Asi L'Mishri Achoyes Ta'ama, even if we were to permit sisters in general, leka ela isser achos zekuka derabanan. You only have an isser of achos zekuka midrabanan. Avol Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, the amar isser achos zekuka erva gemurahi. The isser of achos zekuka is a full fledged erva. Derachmana patra. The Torah patters you. The kaima ala be isser eshasach, and you remain with the isser of your brother's wife. Ligzar, we should make a gzera, hecha da achoisa asura misham erva, that where the sister, one of the sisters is asur because of an erva, v'loi zekukale, and is not zakuk to him, we should say, don't do yibam to the sister, so you don't come to do yibam to achoisa kuka, even though in this case it's not achoisa kuka, but we're afraid you may come to do yibam in a case that it is achoisa zekuka. Now, listen carefully. Rashi here is saying the reason why Reb Shimon holds that when two sisters fall to, you don't do Yibam to either one, is the second to last line of Rashi. Avel Reb Shimon de Amar Isra Achai Zekuka Erva Gemura. Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Achai Zekuka is an outright Erva. You hear this? Reb Shimon is of the opinion Achai Zekuka is an outright Erva. Why? Derachmana Patra. The Torah patters you. Meaning, according to Reb Shimon, when two sisters fall to Yibam, the Achai Zekuka is an Erva. The reason it's an Erva is because the Torah patterns that scenario from Yibam. Once you don't do Yibam, Memela, you're left with the Yisra of Eshasach. So the way Rashi seems to be gripping Reb Shimon's Shita is that when two sisters fall in Yibam, they become Arayos. Why do they become Arayos? Because you're Pater from Yibam. Once you're parted from Yibam, they remain with their original Isser of Eshasach. So Rashi seems to be gripping that when two sisters fall to Yibam, they're parted from Yibam. Mamela, they're left with the Isser of Eshasach. Now, not all the Rishonim grip it this way and understand that the reason why, according to Reb Shimon, when two sisters fall to Yibam, you're potter. It's not that you're potter. Look at the Me'iri. This is the Me'iri on the Mishnah of Reb Shimon Poiter Af Min Achalitza. Umepnei Shehu Doiresh Loisik Achalitzrar. Because Reb Shimon Darshan's do not take to combine b'shal shenasos tzaras zu lazu at a time that they become tzaras one to the other. Afal yedei zika, even if they only become tzaras through zika. Rav Shimon is of the opinion that when two sisters become tzaras, even through zika, lo yehei lecha lekuchen afilo ba'achas mehen, you're not even allowed to take one of them. Shekol achas nasis ka'achos ishtoi legamri. Each one of the sisters becomes like a full-fledged achos ishtai, mitzad hazika. There's exeris hakasav. It seems like even though Reb Shimon is of the opinion, we say ein zika, that under these circumstances, when the two sisters fall together, they become like your wife's sister bezika, and that's why they're pater. That seems to be different than Rashi's saying. Rashi learns the Torah exempts you from yibum when two sisters fall, memela, they're left with the yisur veishasach. The Me'iri learns that when two sisters fall, each one becomes achos ishtai. That's slightly different than Rashi, and I believe that we will be able to come up with an afkamina. Let's see over here if we could flip this a little bit. There we go. Taisus Masechta Kedushin on Daf Nun, Amud Beis, seems to have a different take of this. Taisus seems to say, the Gemara in Kedushin says on the Pasuk, Isha l'achoysa loisikach, it says afterwards, v'nichrasu, so that means the Pasuk is talking about kareis. So Taisus asks, how could you darshan from Isha l'achoysa loisikach litzrar? How could you extend that to achoyos bezika? Because once they're pater from chalitza and yibum, then they're not sisters bezika, and there's no kares. Meaning, Toysus wants to know, how could you learn from this pasuk? The Gemara says, Mino hani mili. Amar rami bar chamar kav isha l'chayis l'zika l'tzrar. Hatayra amra b'sha shenasu tzar zuzulay l'kuh chanafil v'achas mehem. And the Gemara asks, if so, there's no kares over here. Kedush, if the Torah is saying, if the Torah is pattering them from chalitz and yibum, then there's no zika, and if there's no zika, there's no kares. What's the kares over here? If there's no zika, they're not achos ishtai, the zika. Taisus asks, "V'kasha d'armina b'yavamas parak arba achin, gabeshloish achim shneim mehem nesun lebeis achus Reb Shimon poyter b'shem achus meyivim shenamar isha achus leisikach litzrar b'shal shenasu tzaras lazu alma mashma that even though kedushin is not toifes, they have kares kivan shepoyter oisam menachalitza menayivim." Taisus seems to be asking that why would they be chayiv kares? They're not achos ishtai bezika because they're pater from chalitza nibum. So Tosfos says, "Yesh loymar deshani hasam, deleka lemifrach kideparachacha." There, the Gemara can't ask. I can ask over here. Kares mi mechayev. Debeloy hakadushanami ika kares, because even without the achos ishtai bezika, there's a kares. The kapaga beishas achiv shaloi b'makay mitzvah. They're encountering the wife of their brother, not in the place of mitzvah. So, is this what Rashi's saying? That when two sisters fall, they remain be'eshas ach? Or is this something else entirely? So I just want to share with you how Reb Shmuel Razovsky, in the Chedusha Reb Shmuel, he grips these three approaches in the Rishonim in understanding the Shita of Reb Shimon. In other words, again, the question being, what exactly is the reason you're pater from Chalitza and Yivam? So Rav Shmuel says, "Ikar divrei Rav Shimon to pay to b'shtan, but kipshuta b'pshuta yeshalayim are simply you would say, d'loy have a din erva mechodash." Now, when two sisters fall, this is not a new din erva. Rak p'tur mi meyuchad meyibam. It's a special designated p'tur of yibam. V'chein mashma mi divrei Rashi. That seems to be the opinion of Rashi. Rashi divrei maskel ligzar. He says, Rav Shimon the amar isra achol zukuka erva gemurhi. Rashi says, you're potter and memela, you remain with the Isra Eshesach. The hadibtura is gamen chalitza, the reason why you're potter even from chalitza, meaning why are you potter from chalitza? It's only zakuka here. Tzarech loymar k'mash, because of atoysus el davches, you have to say like Toysus says, Divrei Hamaskel called the Chayve Yase Kivan the Isbahu Zika L'Chalitza Hava B'Chal V'Lakcha. That if a woman has Zika, even for Chalitza, it's included in V'Lakcha. Vim Kain Kivan the Afinam Loisikach Delo Yehel Chalakuchen Mismad Gam Kemi Chalitza. Since the pasuk is saying Loisikach, that there's no kedushin at all, that means they're excluded from Chalitza as well. So now here's a very interesting question. Let's say these two sisters that are falling to you, Bezika, together, let's say one of them has a tzara. Would they pater the tzara? Again, you have two sisters falling to you in Yibam. They're coming from two different brothers, but they're coming with the tzara. And Rav Shimon says there's exeris hakos of their pater from Yibam and Chalitza. Would that pater the tzara? V'yeshli ion im kishnasis tzara bezika poiteres tzara sadur Rav Shimon. What if there would be a tzara bezika? Would it pater according to Rav Shimon? U'lechayra nira, lechayra would seem, the iav a patur miyuchad, if it's a special patur, v'loy have a din erva d'achais isha, it's not that she's your wife's sister. It's that when two sisters fall to Yibam, there's no mitzvah of Yibam, so it's an exemption from Yibam, loiti pater hatzara. It should not pater tzara. Aye, but once you can't do Yibam, they remain asur b'isra eshesach, so that should pater the tzara. V'avta memela asura b'isra eshesach. Mikamakam yeshloimer dahavya kechol eshesach menafila zu. It should be like any eshesach from this nefila, she'ena poiteres hatzara. In other words, Rav Shimon holds, just because you have a brother's wife who you don't do Yibam to, or even Chalitza, that should not automatically pater the Tzara. V'avtil el daf yotes mevor b'gemar de paitera Tzara. Even though the Gemara is mashma, that when you have an Eshes Ach, that you don't do Yibam to, it paters the Tzara. Hainu rak b'havamina. That was only in what the Gemara thought originally. The Svirulei, the Reb Shimon, the Zika Kechnusa. That's only if Zika is a full-fledged marriage. Aval Lamaskana, Deloy Svirulei, the Reb Shimon, the Zika Kechnusa. Efshar, the Eina Poitara Sarasa. However, he brings the Shas Chuvas Harajba that, in fact, it would pater the Tzara, which is slightly different than Rashi. Rashi learns that it's just a Ptura in the Yibam, and l'chor that shouldn't pater the tzara, the Rajba says it would. Now, according to the Meiri that we saw, that when the two sisters fall to Yibam, they each become like achos isha, then clearly we would say that they do pater the tzara. Uva Meiri kasav b'taima de Rav Shimon, the kol achos mehem nasis ka achos ishtai, v'yavdil maskana lois svirale de Rav Shimon de zika kechnusa. Even though in the Maskan of the Gemara, Reb Shimon does not hold Zika's Kechnusa. V'im nafla achas tchila. And if one of them falls first, v'achakach nafla hashniya, and then the second one falls, ein hashniya niftaras mishom achas isha, the second one would not be compounded because of achas isha. Meaning, even though in the Maskana, if one of them falls and then the second one falls, the second one will not become pater because of Achos Isha. Nevertheless, Heichad de Naflu Shteyim Bevas Achas, where they both fall simultaneously, Yalfinam Igzeres HaKosav, we're going to learn out from the Igzeres HaKosav, the Is v'tarvayu din erva d'achos isha, that they both would have a status of an erva of achos isha. So now Reb Shmuel quotes Tosfos in Kedushin. Again, Tosfos in Kedushin did not say they are achos isha. There Tosfos said they have the isra of eshes ach. Let's see how he learns it. V'chei mashar midivrei ha-Tosfos in Kedushin daf nun amud beis. D'hasam v'gemara ka'amar. There in the Gemara says, the time of the Hamakadesh Isha Bita, Isha Vachos, Ka'achas, Enim Kadesh, is the reason if you marry a woman and her daughter or a woman and her sister simultaneously, they're not married. Misham Diafina Mikra, the Isha El Achos, Oloi Sikach. We learn from the Pasuk, a woman and her sister you should not take. The Bisha, Shanasu, Tsar, Zuluzu, and they are become tsaris one to another. Lo Yehela, Lo Yelikuchen, Afil Achos, and you cannot even have a Kedushin to one of them. V'yamar le Rava, and Rava said, "Ihachi, if so, haynu dechsev." This is what it means. V'nichrasu hanefashos. Rava said, "If so, that which it says, you're going to get kares." It says by isha elachos, so you get kares. But if kedushin is not toifes, there's no kares. That's the Rava's kasha. How could you darshin from isha elachos so that you cannot effectuate kedushin to two sisters simultaneously? But since we know the pasuk says you get kares, and if the kedushin is not toifes, you don't get kares, so how could you darshan it that the kedushin is not chal? V'hikshu atoisis, but in our sugyot's mashma, that even though the kedushin is not toifes, there is kares, since it's pottering them from chalitz and from ibum. Tosfos' kasha is that even though kedushin is not toifes, there could still be a kares, because you're pattering them from chalitza and yibum. That means Tosfos in his havamina is learning that, like the Meiri, that there's an isser of achos isha. Mavur medirei Tosfos denokdu b'kushasim k'mashu kasav ha-Meiri, that the p'tur is als a special erva of achos isha. The tirei tzatoisvus v'yesh loimer d'shani yosim d'lekel amifrach k'deparachacha kares mimechayev, because even without the kedushin, there's a kares of eshesach. So now the Reb Shmuel has a chakira in Toisvus's answer. Is he being choizer from what he maintained in the kasha? In the kasha, he held there was an isser of achos isha. Is the answer here it's a petur midin yibum, and memela there's an isser of eshesach? Or you could say in his teretz that the patur is in fact the erva of achos isha. It's just since the zika is paka, you're not an erva anymore. And the poyel, there's no din achos isha. But the zika can't be chal because then the erva would prevent it. Okay, let's just basically summarize. Reb Shimon has exerced a cause of isha l'chos l'isikach litzor l'gavus harvos alah. The question is, when two sisters fall to Yibam, according to Reb Shimon, they're both pater from Yibam, which is somewhat strange since Reb Shimon holds zika is not kechnusa. So either you can learn like Rashi learns, that there's some kind of special exerced a cause of when two sisters fall to Yibam, there's an exemption of Yibam. Memela Rashi says they're stuck with the isser of ishas ach. But that being the case, you could make the case that maybe they would not pater the tzara, or you could learn like the Meiri seems to learn, that Rav Shimon has some kind of gzeres hakasav, that there's a mechudosh dika erva, that when two sisters fall to you in Yibam, they become like achos isha, and in that case, there's a much more compelling svara to say that they would aser the tzarais. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? We're going to hold it here and wish everyone a good day. Michael, I just want to ask you something after, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.